Yo, it's the motherfucking Cream Podcast. We are back for episode 20. I am Jobs.
I'm Kai.
Yes, for this podcast episode, we'd like to give a special thanks to our media partner, Ambidexter. Yo, guys, Ambidexter is a company that has tons of great services like content writing, graphic design, and media relations. At ang dami pang iba. Boy, ang dami nilang services. Guys, I'll have you link their email, socials, and website down below so you can check their services and check their site as well. So you can browse through their catalog and whatever they have. So, guys, if you're asking, what the fuck does Ambidexter have to do with us? Nabalitaan mo ba? This coming October, they're gonna feature a blog post. You know, they selected a few Filipino-based podcast, local podcast that they're gonna be in partnership with, and they're just gonna feature a blog post about us. Can you imagine that shit? That's very good. That's good news. Mama, I made it. Mama, I hope you're proud.
Guys, for freshly baked goodies,
what?
Go check out Sweet Treats by Riva. They make blueberry cheesecake, strawberry cheesecake, and ano yung bago?
And many more.
Chocolate fudge cake.
Chocolate fudge cake.
So for orders, you can message them on Facebook or Instagram, or you can call or text them at 0917-798-1859.
Wow, good. Guys, I work in IT, full-time IT, and I work with a lot of computers. And I must say, sometimes it's very difficult to troubleshoot and repair and do that shit all day long. And I know a friend, he's a very good friend of mine, and he owns PowerFix Computer Solutions, guys. Wow. So if you have any concerns with your computers or you want to have a new one, want to upgrade, you want to build whatever you need, go message them on Facebook. That's PowerFix Computer Solutions. Send them a message now. Yes. So guys, for this podcast episode, we're going to talk about online fucking shopping. Yes, online shopping, huh? Yeah. Oh, but before anything else, no, kamusta ka? Kamusta ka muna? How are you, my darling?
Okay lang ako. Medyo busy this week and may something, ano, like, ayoko na i-discuss. Jory, wow.
And guys, I must say, I thought of this topic because I know a company, it has been brought to my attention that I know a company, I'm not gonna name the company, na recently they made a memo, na bawal na daw magpa-deliver ng anything online site related. So let's say Shopee, Lazada, Zalora, and whatever else. Bawal na daw magpa-deliver sa company yun. I'm not gonna name the company, guys. Okay. So,
Totoo! Grabe naman.
Which is,
yun.
Okay, here's my two cents about this, guys. Online shopping has been very helpful for us, especially in this pandemic times, in these troubling times. You know why? It's almost a contactless, transaction.
Yes.
Well, technically, you can't have anything contactless. Like, especially pag may two people involved. So, you know, there's the supplier, and then there's the cargo, the courier, and then there's the receiver. So, there's three person na humawak nun. Three and more, actually. But, you know, it eliminates the hassle of, let's admit the fact that Zamboanga, it is a city, okay?
Yes.
But there's a lot of fucking things na wala dito.
Oh.
We're basically still a province in terms of items to purchase, okay? And most of those items can be purchased online. So, I'm just saying, you know, online shopping has been a gift from the heavens above, from God himself. And I just don't get the, I just don't get the, why is this? No, okay, I get it. The other side of this picture is, when you flip the script, the company is just watching themselves, their employees pala, what I mean. It's na parang, you know, you're there to work, not to receive any parcel, not to use company resources to go online shopping, which is, okay, let's say,
yes, okay,
which is very, which is very valid, kumbaga, valid. Okay, but here's my thing though. How can you not see the fact na, like now, after natin mag-record, nag-online shopping ako, okay? And then kung if ever man doon ako sa company na yun na nag-work, doon ko pinadala kasi nandoon naman ako all day long, 5 days or 6 days a week, okay? So why not there? Nandoon ako, nandoon ang pera ko. Diba? Walang tao sa bahay. So doon ko ipapadala. But regardless, I mean it's not really a big deal naman talaga. But for me it's just unnecessary to kumbaga impose a rule preventing people to have their stuff delivered. Yeah, it's just my thing. What can you say about this?
No, feeling ko kasi, like, hindi kasi tayo employers. Like,
okay.
Oh, feeling ko may reason din sila behind. Diba? Gaya na sinabi mo, diba? Like, huwag gamitin resources.
And time.
Oh, and time. Pero, yung point ko lang din, tama, pero syempre, agree ako sa'yo na hindi siya necessary maging rules and or regulations na bawal. Yeah. Kasi, diba, like, for example, lalo ni mga parents out there, oo, diba, kasi meron, ano, doon na silang nagbibili ng mga diaper,
exactly,
ganyan, diba?
Exactly.
Instead na spend nila yung time nila sa grocery, supermarket, or ano, diba, sa kids na lang nila, at home na lang.
I don't think, ano, I don't think this rule, although, I mean, okay, I think the decision makers of this rule nung ginawa yung memo is just did not think of the ramifications that it will cause. Mm-hmm. No, they did not think the consequences. Mm-hmm. Would they rather have their employees file a leave just to go shopping? Mm-hmm. No, you want your employees, your I think this is what they should have done. Okay, I don't know the owners of the company, the management, I don't know. But here's, it's my two cents, it's my opinion, and this is my suggestion, okay? I think they should have imposed a rule na lunch break time only. Okay? Pwede kang kumuha ng parcel break time only. Pag dumating yung rider at ayaw oras ng trabaho, pabalikin mo or kinabukasan. Mm-hmm. Or sabihan mo yung rider, balikan ng lunch break ko kukunin.
Oh,
or sa naman lang pwede sa guard. Guard, iwan ko tong pera, pag dumating siya, apelyido ko, kunin mo, bayaran mo. Mm-hmm. Tapos. I mean, it does not take 10 minutes for you to retrieve your parcel, to receive your parcel. So, you know, it's just my thing.
Yeah.
So you, what's your online shopping stories?
Uy, speaking of online shopping, yes. Kailan ka nag-start ulit mag-ano online
2014.
Uy, yeah. Tagal-tagal na. Ayan.
Yeah.
Oo. Sino nag-impluwensya sa'yo? I mean, paano mo nalaman na pwede pala?
Well, I've known ganun? Online shopping na for before 2014 pa. Pero syempre, 2014 ako nag-start mag-work, so may sweldo na. May guts na akong bumili on my own.
My God, same boy, same. Ako, first time ko mag-online shopping nung working na din ako.
Yes.
Same sa'yo. Kasi syempre, may pera.
Hirap
diba?
Naman mag-online shopping.
Pero ano talaga, base lang talaga sa impluensya.
Mm-hmm.
Oo, kasi sa DOH, so pag ano ko palang, like, bukang bibig yung Shopee. Ako mm-hmm. kasi parang, sige, ilagay na natin, ignorante pa. Yeah. Like, Shopee, Lazada, like parang, takot. Okay. Ilagay din natin takot.
May reservations ka.
Oo, kasi dun sa DOH, uy, shout out accounting people sa ano, accounting department sa DOH.
Why?
Sila kasi mga influencer yan sila.
Sila yung nag-
sa mga online. Oo. Tanda ko kasi, alam ko si ano, si Ma'am Sheena, Ma'am Astrid, and Ma'am Ming. Yan sila yung mga ano.
Avid online shoppers.
Pag, si Ma'am Sheena, ano siya, yung tipong, yung pag may dumating na parcel, uy, kay Ma'am Sheena na naman yan na. Oo.
Notorious.
Si, yung, meron din ano, diba, pa, si Ma'am Astrid. So, alam, diba, meron yung parang, diba, gadget guru. Like, for example, ikaw, like, parang, ikaw, dito ka bumili, diba? Uh-huh. Ito din siya, makeup. Like, parang mapapabili ka talaga. Bili na, mura na yan. Man, original, ganyan, ganyan. So, yeah, bumili ka. Meron din yung silent, ano, silent shopper.
Ano ba itong mga iba't ibang uri ng online shoppers?
Bigla na lang mga, ano, uy, may Jo Malone na, ano, perfume, mga mamahalo yun. Okay. Like, parang, walang pasabi, ha. Saan mo binili yan? So, ganun. Ako kasi, dun ako sa part na ingiterang, ano, shopper. So, parang pag may nakita akong magandang item na binili, like, parang, saan mo binili? Anong shop?
Easily influenced.
Ikaw, more on ano ka eh. Research muna, di ba?
Yeah.
Tapos, ano, bili.
Oh, yeah.
More on mamahalin, di ba?
Yo, I work hard for my money.
Yeah. So, ikaw, anong, kailan ka nag-start?
Well,
sinasabi mo na
talaga. Yeah, I started in 2014. And my first ever
purchase,
guys, was a phone case because I bought a phone in a local store in Zamboanga. And wala akong makitang magandang phone case dito noon. Back in those days. So I decided to purchase. And this is it's an old story because of the site where I purchased my stuff. It's from OLX. Kasi I did not know the reason bakit walang Lazada or Shopee. Pero I chose OLX. And my first ever online purchase, nangyari na ang kinatatakutan ng lahat ng online buyers. Mascam.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I remember this shit. Wala pa akong motor noon. So, syempre, after work, talagang kailangan kong bayaran online. Walang cash on delivery si OLX, I believe, that time. So, talagang pumila ako sa M. Lewillier. Magpadala ng pera, boy. Talagang kabado-kabado ako noon.
So, like, magkano?
Siguro it was around 500 plus kasi tatlong phone case. So I sent the money. I waited for about a week. It came. The problem lang was on the description page of the phone case, ang sabi may libreng tempered glass.
Mm-hmm.
Eh pagdating wala, tong ina boy. I mean, technically, was it a scam? You think
yeah,
so?
Yeah, yeah. Kasi sa description. Yeah.
Tapos sinubukan kong i-chat si seller, i-message si seller, and he was not responding in any way. So, yeah, it's a scam.
It's a scam.
It's a scam.
Yeah, pero at least, wait, I mean, kompleto naman na items. Maliban lang sa freebie na, di ba, sabi mo nga, namulat ka talaga sa, naglaki ang mata mo.
Diba? Yeah, yun, the reason bakit ko pinili yung seller na yun and yung product niya is because may nakalagay na malaking ano doon. Free tempered glass.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos walang dumating. Tangina mo, online seller ka. Yeah, how about you? May mga moments na ba na na-scam ka?
Maraming beses. Pero bak, ano muna tayo? It's a very first product na pinurchase ko.
Yeah, what's yours?
Was
pala?
Way back 2018 yun nga nagsimula ako mag-work.
Mm-hmm.
Oo, tapos yun na yung mga kumbaga lasangan na ano binili ko. Ano ba yun sa Tagalog? Mga abubot-abubot. Yung okay. Mga hindi kailangan. Alam mo, nakita mo lang, maganda to.
Mm-hmm.
Alam mo, lip tint.
Okay.
Chopper na hindi na ginagamit
chopper?
Ngayon. Chopper yung ng mga ano garlic, ng mga onion.
Knife?
No. Hindi ko alam ang tawag doon. Basta chopper. Kasi wala. Gusto lang. Maganda. Tapos, uy, steering mug. Bogey!
Okay. Steering mug. Yeah.
Uy, kaya pala. Uy, nololo ko. Kaya ako nag-order ng steering mug or nag-order talaga ng first order ko ever. Kasi gusto kita bigyan ng steering
binigyan
mug.
Binigyan mo ako.
Kaya nga. Actually, yeah. For you talaga yun. Kaya ako nag-order.
You mean self-steering mug, right?
Self-steering mug. Oh my gosh. Oh, yun. Sana pala yun.
It's there. It's self-steering up to this day.
So far, hindi pa naman ako na-scam. Like, mm-hmm. Scam na. Hindi pinadala yung item.
Okay.
Muntik na.
Good, good thing.
Ang daming muntik na. Feeling ko yung scam sa akin, yung pag hindi same sa picture yung dumating,
mm-hmm.
Yun. Like, meron na. May experience na ako. Sandals, ganyan. Like, parang, hindi man to amo. Like, parang ganun.
Hindi siya, ano? Hindi siya identical sa picture,
yes,
sa ad
hindi
niya?
Yes, hindi talaga.
Baka naman you chose the wrong product lang. No?
No, hindi. Grabe naman. Hindi naman ako ganun kabobo mag-online shopping.
Okay.
Basta, malapit ma-scam, pero ano, sa negosyo. Sa negosyo natin.
Yeah. Ako, may business partner ako, guys. And it has been a scam. Kasi we opened up a business since January. It's an online business.
Mm-hmm.
Thankfully, related siya sa topic natin. And, so I invested in it. And, it has been, what? 8 months since January. And, I haven't received any of my investment back. And, mm-hmm. the interest.
Baka nag-uusap na din kayo. Na,
about what?
Na, like, kung kailan. O baka bobo ka lang talaga, hindi mo maintindihan kung kailan.
She's the business partner, guys. She's the one I'm talking about. Scammer.
Yeah. Oo. Ano, more on negosyo lang talaga yung sinasabi ko ng scam. Yung si ate girl, yung nagpadala ko ng pera.
What do you negosyo? Lahat naman ng online sellers. Ah, you mean like stand-alone seller. Okay.
Oo, order ko na ibibenta ko sana. Yung, ang daming rason.
Ah, ikaw ang nagbibenta?
Ikaw, na-scammer ka ba? Sa mga ano mo din, naging scam.
Never ako ng scam, guys. Pero ako na bogus buyer na si ano. If you guys didn't know, I own the Vapory Zamboanga.
Wow!
I own.
Akala ko na ito yung pag-anun. Okay.
Guys, if you need anything vape-related, contact the Vapory Zamboanga. Na bogus buyer na ako once.
Mm-hmm.
Di ba kasama kita nun?
Yes,
tong
sa
boy, nung papunta kami, tinatawagan kong ganyan, sumasagot pa, yes, sige, in 5 minutes, boss, sige, mm-hmm. Okay, ready na, ganyan.
Same.
Tangin na pagdating sa location, guys, hindi na matawagan.
Lobat daw eh.
Hindi, 5 minutes na siyang hindi matawagan. Ah, 5 minutes na nagri-ring lang.
Tapos sabi niya na lobat daw.
Tapos hindi na siya matawagan. Huwag kang sabat na sabat. Ako yung nag-aandun eh.
Oh, sige.
Ano, hindi na siya matawagan, hindi na nagre-ring. Tapos nung pauwi na kami, biglang tumawag.
Mm-hmm.
Boss, sorry, na lobat ako. Neck mo, pakyo ka.
Oo, oh, tanga mo kami.
Ang ina mo,
galo. Ako kasi pag, ano, story ko pa yung mga bogus buyers ko.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, si Kashina, guys, madaling mabogus.
Yung dami
because
na.
Because, yeah, I mean, I think, no, mas nakakabogus talaga yung mga smaller amounts.
Yes.
Yeah.
And ano kasi, yung mga target mm-hmm. customers ko, mga young, hindi lahat sila bogus buyers, pero yung mga walang income pa talaga, gano'n. Teenagers, no? Hindi pa working, ganyan.
Okay.
So, parang order, sige order, pagdating sa location.
Immature customers.
Yeah. Parang, yun.
Young ones.
Sinishare ko lang, totoo yan. Alam mo na mga online sellers
okay,
out there.
Yes. Diba? Sige. So guys, online shopping for me has been very therapeutic and addicting din as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes I find myself not needing anything. Like parang, I'm complete. When I look around the house, when I look at what I have, okay, I'm good. But I still find myself lurking online just to fill the void, just to make me feel alive. Mm-hmm. It's been a... I won't say it's been a problem because hindi pa naman ako nangungutang. May ipon pa rin naman ako. Pero sometimes I just really... I just... Marupok ako pagdating sa mga pictures ng products online. Mm-hmm. Yun lang siguro. Madali ako maakit. And sometimes I regret some of my purchases.
Madali ka maagit, yeah, sa mga pictures.
Yeah. What? Yeah, naakit nga ako sa picture mo, catfished. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I regret my purchases, but it is what it is naman talaga. I just always think na
ooh,
lahat
yun
naman
yun
ng binibili ko, ito alam mo to, lahat ng binibili ko may resale value.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, guys, kung hindi nyo alam anong tinuturo niya, I just bought a keyboard cover for my laptop. And I admit, wala siyang resale value, pero muro lang yan.
Kasi pero wala pa rin resale value, so wag ka dito.
E pag binenta ko yung laptop, kasama yan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, resold. Okay, so yeah. I mean, it is what it is, guys. I think some of you guys can relate as well na minsan marupok tayo. Like, yeah, hindi natin kailangan, pero naakit tayo sa ganda ng pagkaka-photoshoot ng seller sa product. Or nandun siya sa front page ni Shopee, ni Lazada, mm-hmm, ni Facebook ads na nakikinig sa atin
24/7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
natin.
We buy it. Yeah.
Oo. Mm-hmm. Minsan nga, sa inggit nga eh, makita lang ganun. Uso.
True, very true.
Diba? Mm-hmm. Kasi tama, pag may mga moments na, lalo na pag stress tayo, kasi mas mura daw mag-online shopping kaysa magbayad sa, magpa-therapy kung stress ka or ano, diba?
You mean therapy?
Yes, therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bulol. Okay. Yeah. Diba bibili ng ano-ano? Ako kasi sa work, mm-hmm, may time yun eh. Ano? Like, parang naiinis na ako sa mga papel.
Papel, okay.
Papel, mga ballpen na wow.
So, anong binili mo online? Hulaan ko.
Ano?
Lighter?
Hindi.
Gas?
Organizer. So, bumili ako ng organizer ng ano, ng mga papers. Pero hindi lahat kasi syempre ang daming papel. Mm-hmm. Ballpen, yung mga ballpen. Like, alam ko, hindi ko naman talaga masyadong kailangan yun,
yeah,
that time.
Okay.
Oo. Pero, hala, ganun mo ka-stress eh.
Yeah, sometimes I really find myself after a long day at work, and alam kong kakasweldo lang. Tangina, guys, talagang, I mean, walang reason na, like, I'm consciously doing it na parang I will sit on in front of a computer or my phone, I'm gonna open Shopee, mm-hmm, just scroll that shit. Like, parang, oh, I like this.
Mm-hmm.
I might. Add to cart.
The three
most finest words you can say nowadays is add to cart.
Eh, di ba may mga bad purchases
very
tayo?
Much. Marami ako niririgit. Binili ko online. Especially online, yeah.
Oh. Ikaw muna, ano yung mga ano mo?
Siguro ay the action camera.
Mm-hmm.
Bumili ako. Well, everybody wants an action camera.
Mm-hmm.
And I purchased one in 2015. Mm-hmm. It was actually my second purchase. And this was in Lazada na hindi na siya OLX.
Whoa.
I mean, I bought it. First time ko, yun ang first and last kong binili na flash sale.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi pag open ko ng Lazada app, flash sale, like, nandun siya.
Oh, mura,
and
then,
mura,
diba?
Tapos ang laki ng price tag na parang X amount off.
Mm-mm.
Napaka nakaka-akit.
Lalo na kung may free shipping.
Nakaka-akit. So, ayun, binili ko. And I regret it because it's not good. I mean, it's a camera. It works. It's perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. But it's not good. Yeah.
Pero ano naman, mura lang naman.
2,000?
My gosh. Mahal na yun eh.
Yeah.
Ako kasi madami.
It was... Ang for the quality, for its performance, I think 900. No. 900 lang sa
dapat. Oo. Overpriced siguro. Oo.
Yeah.
Para sa ano.
Mm-hmm.
Ako kasi madami. Hindi ba lagi mo akong pinapagalitan? Parang bibili ng ano, paulit-ulit. Tapos, kasi mura nga. Mahili ako sa mura at madaling masira. Di ba?
Yeah.
O, meron yung food bag. Baunan.
Food bag.
Oo, lalagyan ng baunan.
Okay.
Wala pang 3 months, sira na.
Baka naman kasi, nagdadala ka ng isang buong buffet sa food bag mo. Gano'ng karami ba naman kasi ang pagkain?
Ano mo naman kasi gano'ng karami magdala ng gamit sa bag.
Okay.
So, kaya siguro siya nasira.
Bumigay. Ano ba siya, like solid siya? Ano bang itsura nitong food bag na
basta,
to?
Basta, wag mo na. Basta
okay,
ano siya.
Anyway.
Ano, hindi tama. Yung dumating.
Okay.
Oo.
so we spoke about the bad buys. How about the good ones?
What's your name at least three stuff
na you bought online na parang up to this day is still your peak performance when it comes to online shopping?
I have the best purchases, yung recent lang, mga recent ones lang.
I know what you're talking about, girl. I know. And guys, if you see, we have curtains already. We actually relocated.
Meron tayong bagong location.
Yes, still the same room, but another side of the room because we have curtains. Corner. It's a window behind us, so we had curtains, na good ones.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, Kashina is very
happy.
I don't know. Inappropriately happy.
No,
for her curtains.
Oh, hindi lang ito, guys. Madami pa yung iba.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Maganda, sabihin mo.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh,
It's eh.
No, kasi ano, masaya ako kasi naka-discount ako.
Okay.
Naka-free shipping ako. Tapos ang ganda ng item.
Yeah, ang pinaka-the best sa curtains ito, guys. May libreng bintana. Dumating to, may libreng bintana. Dati kasi blanco lang to eh. So yung libreng bintana pinakabit namin kahapon. Yeah, shout out kay Manong na nagkabit ng bintana. Good job. Keep it up.
Yung next one, yung trolley cart. Kahapon nang dumating. Wala dito.
Oh.
Oo. Ano ha, guys, kung gusto niyo yung for mga mabigat, pag may mga boxes.
Pag bibili kayo ng tubig sa refilling station.
Oo, or for grocery, pwede din.
Yeah.
Oo. Yun, trolley cart. Uy, masaya din ako kasi naka-discount ako.
Okay.
Almost 1,200, 1,400 ganyan.
Okay.
So, 700 ko lang
nakuha. Good for you.
Pero yun nga, hindi COD. So,
what
yun
else?
Lang.
Yun lang sa'yo.
Feeling ko yun lang. Ikaw?
Guys, I bought a lot of shit talaga. From the first ever, yung phone case and action cams, I bought drones. I bought gunpla kits. I bought a fucking TV from Shopee. God damn it. I bought PC parts. Even a phone. That's my most expensive purchase ever sa anything online. And good thing it was COD, so I did not get scammed. I'm not gonna put the price tag, but it was above average. Medyo mahal-mahal na siya. Especially if online, you don't even know what's coming, if it's the right item.
Mm-hmm.
So, lalo
na pag gadgets, di ba? Mahirap kasi madala ulit.
So, I think, I can't name all of them, pero from the top of my mind lang, very recently, I just bought a wireless mouse. It's the Logitech G304. Guys, I fucking recommend this mouse. It's pretty expensive. It's 2,000 pesos, but it's very worth it.
Yes, bang matagalan.
Matagalan. Last week ko lang binili. Paano mo alam? Napaka-epal talaga na ito ni Kashina, guys. Matagalan. Anyway, it's very light. It's
matagalan. Alam naman kasi masakit sa bulsa.
It's a wireless mouse, but it responds as if it's wired. And that's what I can tell you. You can check the reviews. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Magaling si Jap sa mga gadgets.
No, not magaling. I'm gonna say I'm smart when it comes to buying this stuff. And guys, since we're here already, I'm gonna give you a tech buying guide.
Mm-hmm.
I gave this away a few podcast episodes, but I revamped it and I added some tips into it. Guys, if you're gonna buy something, and unless you have a dream product, now, let's say a Samsung Galaxy Note 10.
Yay.
If that's your dream product, you don't want anything else, you're not looking for other options, you just want the Samsung Galaxy Note 10, you go buy that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Pag-ipunan mo, work hard for it, do some overtimes, do some side jobs, sell your soul to the devil, sell your kidney. Buy that phone, okay? But if you're in the market for a phone and you have a lot of options, this tech buying guide will fit you good, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number one, golden rule, guys, budget is king. Don't listen to these people na saying Samsung is better, no, Oppo is better, no, Vivo is better, Realme is good. That doesn't matter. Your budget will dictate what you're gonna buy. Okay, budget first. Set your budget. Let's say your budget is, how much is a phone? 15,000 pesos. Yun yung budget nyo. Now, the next filter is key specs that you need. Guys, there's no perfect phone. Okay, kahit naman 50,000 peso phone has imperfections. Okay, you're gonna find some specs na parang nandun sa 50,000 phone. Sa 10 specs na meron siya, merong one na may flaw doon. So after budget, next you're gonna look at is key specs. What I'm talking about is, do you need a good camera? Which camera? The rear one? the front one? Do you need 4K recording? Do you need earphone jacks? Do you need fast charging? Yun yung mga key specs.
Yes,
so once you go have that checklist, another filter. Na-check mo na. So at least may mga 3 to 5 products ka nang pinagpipilian ngayon. The next is very underrated tip, guys. Service center availability. Why would you, let's say you live in Ipil. No offense to Ipil, Ipileños, okay? Let's say you live in Ipil and then wala namang iPhone. Ano bang store ng iPhone? Ano? Ah, Samsung Service Center. I'm sorry. Samsung Service Center. Are you go? Tapos meron kang kapitbahay na Oppo Service Center. What do you think is the best option?
Yes.
Right? It's a no-brainer. You're gonna buy the Oppo product because you live next door to the Oppo Service Center. Drop your phone in a tub of water, you know, throw rocks at your phone. You're gonna have screen replacement tomorrow. Right?
Yes.
And another thing, now you've filtered everything, ha? Service center availability, warranty, yun yung mga kailangan yung i-check din. And also, na-realize ko to bago lang, Facebook groups. You know why?
Woo-hoo!
You know why? If you're gonna Google, if you're gonna YouTube, search for the product that you want. Ang mangyayari niyan, it will be biased sometimes. These companies will pay reviewers to say something good about their products. Na sometimes false advertising, and the manufacturer itself will give false claims about their product. But when you go to Facebook groups, let's say Samsung Galaxy Note 10 Philippines,
yes,
you join
users.
That group.
Uh-oh.
You're gonna be in a community where all those people have the product and they will be voicing out their honest opinions about it.
Yes.
They will be saying na parang it's a good phone but it overheats.
Yes.
It's a good phone but it burned my house down.
Mm-hmm.
You gets mo? Like parang you're gonna realize a lot of things when you talk to real users of the product.
Yes.
So yeah, number one is budget. Number two is key specs. Number three is service center availability. Number four is Facebook groups.
That's my boy.
That's why you buy all that shit. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Tapos na ba?
Wala na. I'm done. I'm in conclusions for this fucking episode. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Conclusion. Okay.
Yeah, you.
Learn to wait. Pag online shopping. Huwag tayong track ng track, guys. Pag ano.
Guilty ako dyan. Yung anxiety ko.
Kaka-check out lang. Di ba track? Okay, saan ka na? Tapos di ba pagkabukas, ganyan.
Pag track mo, Shenzhen, China.
Okay, track lang ka. Yeah. Learn to wait.
Very guilty.
And sabi ko nga, learn to wait.
Mm-hmm.
Dapat yung pag-sale.
Yeah. Always look for the better deal.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes if you're gonna look at the price, parang okay, this price is good, pero alam mong parating na si Tenten.
Tenten.
Si Tenten, guys, nandiyan na around the corner na naman si Tenten.
Kasi yung 99 na yung mga purchases ko ng 99, sobrang nakatipid ako, guys.
Yeah,
sa shipping.
Same with me, yung mga mouse na binili, yung mouse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sa shipping, may discount pa silang binibigay. So, yeah, 'di ba? Learn to wait, 'di ba?
Very good. Yeah.
So, yun lang conclusion ko. And bili lang ng bili. Basta wag lang ng utang.
Yeah, bad kayo utang, guys. Bad ng utang.
Dito na naman tayo sa utang.
Yeah.
No, bilhin nyo lang ang mga kailangan nyo.
Nah, that's not necessarily true. Buy anything you want as long as it's in your budget. Be realistic about your budget, guys. If don't act like you're a fucking billionaire. You're not Jeff Bezos' son.
You're not Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars. Ah, billionaire. Okay, don't sing. Stop it. So my conclusion for this episode is, guys, let's accept it. I mean, this is what we've become na. Physical stores trying to adapt to the online world. Startup businesses soaring high online.
And support local.
Yeah, so most definitely support local. And it's definitely a platform for the struggling ones to earn.
Mm-hmm.
That's why if you're gonna buy something, no? Sometimes it's nice to buy something online from the same city. I know, okay. It's much cheaper when you go buy from this Chinese seller sa Shopee, sa Lazada. But you can always support the local ones, the Zamboanga-based ones, na nagbebenta of the same product. I mean,
yes.
100 pesos lang naman ang difference. At least, you made the economy spin the wheel. Guys, remember, availability is the best ability, sabi ni Sir Charles Barkley. If your brand, product, or service is readily available 24/7, you're doing the right thing. I mean, this is also in relation to having a business din kasi. Kasi, you know, there's no online shopping without an online business.
Mm-hmm.
Am I making sense?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? The poor ones, ano, limited lang kasi dati. Not naman the poor ones, the middle class. Dati kasi, you know, when the king was physical stores, the options lang ng mga middle earning ones was small businesses like sari-sari store. Mm-hmm. Yan yung mga, di ba, staple businesses talaga natin. Ihaw-ihaw, like barbecue, mm-hmm. ganyan, or whatever. O mga tosino, mga sa mga school dati, ganyan. And then now,
peanut
brittle. Now, na parang talagang online is king. We've come to the age and time na parang this is it. We've made it. Everything is on the cloud. And you have to utilize it. I mean, this is coming from two online entrepreneurs. Charot. Mm. So guys, I guess that's all the time that we have. Guys, Kashina is laughing because this line, I've said it like 5 times already. I'm gonna repeat this, huh? Guys, I guess that's all the time that we have. Do you have anything else to plug, my dear?
Please don't forget to like and follow our page.
What is our page?
The Cream Podcast.
Walang da.
Guys, don't forget to like and follow our Facebook page.
Yes, please.
And
that, please.
Follow our Spotify playlist.
Just like Jesus, follow that.
And subscribe on our YouTube channel.
Ooh.
And always stream cream.
Yes. And guys, think about this. Making fart sounds with your mouth might be the only sound that is universally understood throughout the human race and through all the ages. This has been your Cream Podcast. Bye.
Bye.